What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking about China and Evergrande, and there is an article coming out of Zero Hedge asking if China will try to create a diversion because, you know, the happy talk is, the Evergrande collapse is under control, and there will be no Lehman moment. But that sounds more like wishful thinking than anything fact-based here. Along with other shortages in the rare earth metals, silicon is going up in price. It has surged 300%, and that throws yet another wrench in the global supply chains. Leading producers of silicon in China have been forced by the government to reduce production by 90% below August levels from September through December amid a nationwide power crunch. Production declines may spark tighter supplies for the metal, threatening everything from computer chips to solar panels to medical implants to concrete to glass, automobile parts, and the entire global system is breaking down because it can't deal with all of this crushing debt. Another article, this one coming on out from Crack News, the Chinese energy crisis is spilling over into Europe. Is the U.S. next? And I would say that in all probability, that is definitely correct. And Rishi Sunak is out there saying Britain will be hit by shortages this Christmas. There is no magic wand to fix the supply crisis. Okay. The United States gross domestic product third quarter tracker slumps to 2.3% despite massive monetary stimulus. It's down from 13.7% on May 5th. And so the stimulus isn't working. You know, all this money being poured over all these companies, it's not working. They're just taking the money and running here. 24 states are now getting ready to sue the Biden administration for giving the federal government unconstitutional oversight of your money. And this includes a lot of measures coming out of the Biden administration, including forcing banks to report to the IRS any transactions over $600. And one party suggested that the reason they chose that number, 600, is so that all gun purchases would be reported to the IRS so they can build a registry of who's got guns and whether they're registered or not. Biden is definitely anti-gun. Now he's trying to get the United Nations to step in and attack the Second Amendment here. DHL is joining FedEx and UPS in raising their shipping rates amid inflationary woes. Rates have also gone up at the United States Postal Service, even as they announce that deliveries for first-class mail are now going to be slower because they're trying to optimize and make themselves more efficient, even as they continue to lose large amounts of money. Corporate media is now admitting that shortages are coming, and they're saying that during the coming holiday season, we can expect to see a shortage of canned foods. So definitely you want to stock up as much as you can. And this is a great time to learn canning and, home food preservation, because this is going to be ugly. This is going to be the ugliest we have known in our lifetime here. Meanwhile, down in Texas, their military is now building their own border fences to stop the surge of illegals coming in from Mexico. So they're just taking it upon themselves to build the walls and get them back up and running here. Now, there was an ugly incident where a group of immigration activists, many of them apparently illegals, followed Senator Kyrsten Sinema into a bathroom at Arizona State University on Friday to demand that she address immigration issues. and wants, you know, get her to support the $3.5 trillion package, which includes a lot of free money for the illegal immigrants here. Now, there's a little wrinkle that nobody seems to be thinking about, and that is there is a law in Arizona, ARS 13-3019. It defines the crime of surreptitious photographing. And one of the provisions in there says it is unlawful for any person to knowingly videotape, film, digitally record another person without that person's consent in the following circumstances, which includes being in a restroom. And the Arizona law defines the crime of surreptitious photographing as a felony punishable by up to 2 years in jail. So book 'em, Dano, round those people up here. Meanwhile, we are hearing, this is from Reuters, 700 Afghan refugees have left the American military bases where they were being housed, and nobody really knows where they are going. They're probably being directed into the red states here. These people have not been processed. They've not been vetted. They have not been checked for illnesses, but they are free to wander around the United States and do whatever they want. For all we know, they could be members of the Taliban or ISIS. Okay, down in California, they've had a fairly large oil spill resulting from a ruptured pipeline from one of the offshore oil platforms coming on shore, and it dumped 126,000 gallons of oil into the coastal waters. It's about a 13-mile oil slick, and it's off Newport Beach and Huntington Beach. Those beaches are now closed. There was an air show taking place in Huntington Beach. They canceled the last day because they needed resources to deal with the oil spill. And they're saying the beaches are probably going to be closed for months. And there are a lot of habitat zones nearby that are already starting to show wildlife dying from the oil here. Now, we talked about this before. There's a professor out at UCLA, or he used to be, Gordon Klein. And he was basically ordered to go easy on black students when they were taking exams, that he was ordered to grade them more leniently to be fair, and they let him go. He is now suing UCLA, basically claiming that telling him to grade whites more severely than blacks is in and of itself racism, and I would agree. Meanwhile, over in Minnesota, at Sunrise Park Middle School, they are destroying fair grading in the name of wokeism, and there are going to be no more Fs handed on out. And at this rate, they're just going to give everyone a C and send them back home. See, you're all equal now. You're all equally educated. And without an incentive to study harder, they're all going to be equally dumb, which may be basically what the government wants for the coming generation here. Over in Great Britain at the University of Bristol, they have fired Professor David Miller, who's a leading critic of Israel and its lobby. And after the Israel lobby smeared him in a years-long campaign, the university finally said, yeah, we're going to get rid of him because we're not allowed to say bad things about Israel, no matter what they do to the Palestinians. Okay, down in Georgia, starting last December, there was this neighborhood in Douglas, Georgia, and they had been the target of racially charged messages anonymously left in mailboxes of residents of color, and they discovered it was another hate hoax, and charges have been filed against Teresha Lucas, a 30-year-old black woman. Okay, so yeah, more hate crime hoaxes out there. All righty, we've got a caller on the line. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I just want to, hey, by the way, that woman, I thought that was hilarious. She's walking around in white robes and stuff like that. People must have been thinking it's a ghost. I don't, you know, people get too crazy, too wound up over stuff like that.
Yeah,
but anyway,
they do.
She might have been trying to just make some kind of a point. Who knows? But anyway, I want to really talk about what's happening with Kristen Sinema and most Joe Manchin, the harassment these two are getting.
Yeah.
I don't understand why Manchin, for one, and actually both of them are in red states. All right? Virginia,
yes.
Thanks to Obama, because of what Obama did about coal, Virginia is now probably one of the reddest states in the United States. That, and, of course, thanks to Trump, who brought the road call back and all that, is one of the reddest states right now in the United States. All he has to do is convert to Republicanism, to being a mm-hmm. Republican. And that would, or even an independent, like Jim Jeffords did years ago when he went, when he caucused with the Democrats and turned the whole Senate. That would end this crap right off the bat. That would stop the Democrats cold with their agenda. And Sinema can do the same thing. She's also in a red state. She's different. A guy like Romney, let's say Romney wanted to convert to Democrat, right? His political career would be over because
yes,
Utah is a red state, very red. He would be a lame duck right off the bat. And I think he wants to stay in it. Even though he's getting up there in years, he's a pretty healthy guy, you know, and he's very rich, and he probably, you know, it's something for him to do is, you know, sit in that Senate. So I don't think he wants to give that up. He likes the power, too, that comes with it. He might even have certain ambitions. I don't think he'd kind of come to anything for 2024, but who knows? He might be thinking that way. And if he winds up becoming a Democrat, he'd be finished. So
yes,
that's why I don't think somebody like that is going to do it. But as far as both, Manchin would be a shoo-in for re-election if he became a Republican. All right? I mean, mm-hmm. West Virginia, like I said, is a red state. And so, for that matter, is Arizona. Both of them would probably be shoo-ins if they did that. I don't know why they don't do it. They may before this is over. If the Democrats keep this up, keep the pressure and the demented imposter keeps on putting his pressure on them, they might just do it. You know what I mean? The demented
yeah.
imposter just about said it's okay to harass these people. I mean, they're going to, I think they might do it. They may actually, you know, switch parties. They'd be very smart to do it. They'd be almost guaranteed re-election. Sinema, I'm not sure when her term is up. I think it's up in 2 years, but I think she came in 2018, so she probably the 2024 also. But she would be, she'd be having a very tough time now beating any Republican. But if she became a Republican or even an independent, she'd probably be, again, a shoo-in. So I don't know why both of them don't do that. Maybe you have some ideas. The other thing I want to ask about is what do you think of this hack that's going on right now? It looks like Facebook is down.
Yes.
A bunch of other sites are down. I'm not sure. I heard Verizon is down. I don't know about AT&T. You hear anything about it?
Websites and services that are connected to Facebook, like WhatsApp and things like that. I have it further on in my talking points. And what we're hearing is that there has been a problem with the DNS. And so, yeah, it does sound like it's a victim of a hack here. But WhatsApp, Instagram, and Facebook are all down. They were still down as of the last time I checked during the hour number one of our show. So, yeah, maybe somebody just got really tired of, the way they're just messing around with, the world. Or maybe it's the start of a computer false flag because apparently a lot of banking systems went down over the weekend as well. People couldn't get their money out of their ATMs. And
that could be true, but I have a feeling this might be a good guy hack. This might be somebody, you know, maybe a guy.
But the media is still going to blame it on Iran and Russia and, you know, all the rest of that.
Oh, of course they are, but that's not going to get them very far, and there's nothing they can do about it. Russia's prepared for any kind of counter move, I think. We might make, and so is Iran, for that matter. So, mm-hmm. I don't think it's either of them. I don't think it's China either. I think it's somebody who's fed up with these things like fake book. I call it fake book.
Yeah.
And it could be something like maybe McAfee really is alive, like a lot of people are saying, or people close to him that are doing this, because he had the ability to do something like that. He was smart enough, and he knew enough about computing, and he was definitely smart enough to do something like that, you know? So, who knows? I certainly don't feel sorry for fake book. I got no use for them.
Me neither.
I wish they would go out of business, personally. I'm still on it only to share information with people that I get from other sites to get in, because I know they try everything that they can do to stifle them. I've been suspended for them from Facebook about 10 times. Twitter, I wish they had taken down Twitter, too. I haven't been on Twitter in 2 years. They kicked me off of Twitter 2 years ago. And, of course, they knocked my whole YouTube channel off last year,
yep.
You know, and basically I can't even go to you. I can go to YouTube, but I can't, you know, I can't comment or anything like that, you know. So I like to see all these people brought down a peg, you know.
Me too.
Good.
You know, whoever did this, you know, congratulations, job well done.
Absolutely. So, you know, like I said, I got no use for them. Hi, Mike. I just wanted to bring those things up. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm going to try to listen to your show later on today, you know, the whole show. I'll see what anybody has to say. Hey, by the way, what happened to my good friend? He wasn't a really good friend, but he kind of was entertaining. Tom from Florida. I haven't heard him in a long time on your show.
You know, Tom and I kind of had a parting of the ways. What can I tell you?
Oh, yes, too bad. What about Miles?
Miles still calls in, yeah.
Okay. I know he's calling me a socialist and all kinds of stuff. Well, it's fine. He can call me whatever he wants. I'll tell you what, you want to compare me with a socialist? Compare me to somebody like Lutsenko in Belarus.
Yes.
Total. That's a free country and a great country right now. Okay? They're standing up against these COVID Nazis, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, Mike, that's pretty much it for me, okay? Take it easy. I know you probably got other calls.
All right, thanks an awful lot. And right. the phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. Now, interestingly enough, over in France, a lot of professionals and academics have basically issued a statement condemning the insanity of transgenderism. And, when it comes to accepting the transgender mutilation of children, the U.S. has welcomed it with open arms. Europe is a lot more skeptical and even outspoken about this practice. And so basically, these French doctors came on out with a statement saying that giving puberty blockers and irreversible genital mutilation surgeries to children is insane. And it's an open letter. It's got the signatures of more than 50 medical professionals and academics, including doctors, legal experts, educational experts, philosophers, sociologists, psychiatrists, judges, and psychoanalysts from Europe, absolutely eviscerating the trans agenda. And I'm in agreement. They're doing this stuff to kids who aren't even really old enough to understand their own sexuality. And, but it makes a lot of money for the surgeons who are doing these surgeries and the companies that make these puberty blocking drugs. And, big pharma, the medical industrial complex has become as ruthless and all powerful as the military industrial complex. And just like the military-industrial complex is going to create wars to boost its funding and its power, the medical-industrial complex should not be thought of as incapable of inducing illnesses to profit from them, including possibly COVID-19. All righty, we've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
In the night, without a fight, you can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
Welcome back to our show here, and over in New York City, they have put up golden busts of George Floyd, John Lewis, and Breonna Taylor. And this is just 3 months after the Public Design Commission voted unanimously to remove two statues of U.S. presidents, including the statue of Teddy Roosevelt, from the American Museum of Natural History. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones here. Al in Canada, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. You ever heard of a website called Tweet Town?
No.
Well, they've been around a long time. They're, you know, like computer tech stuff, right?
Okay.
Anyway, they have a story over there that says over 1.5 billion Facebook users' private info has been sold on a hacker forum.
Yeah, I had that in my talking points here.
Oh, so I'm sorry. I just got in like about 15 minutes ago.
No, that's okay. Well, you know, I hadn't quite reached it yet, but, you know, I mean, along with Facebook and Messenger and Instagram and WhatsApp all being down, I guess Zuckerberg's plate is kind of full right now.
You know, Mike, I don't know, like 10 years ago or something, when I used to do service work and traveled a lot, I had Facebook. And, you know, when I realized what they were really all about, which is, of course, monetizing people's data, and then, you know, you get nothing for it, that's when I deleted my, my count. But I remember through that, a couple of times they would update. They would have these updates, right?
Yes.
And what it would do, it would put all of your security settings to default so that Zuckerberg's buddies could come in and start data harvesting. I wonder whether that still happens, you know, not only on Facebook, but all these other platforms as well. Like, I don't have any of this stuff, so I don't know.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if the people calling in could mention it, because, you know, I'd be interested to find this out, if they're still doing that kind of practice.
I think they really are, and the reason I think that is because over at TLBTalk.com, you know, they explicitly say, we do not share or sell or give away any of your user data. And this hack that got all, you know, 1.5 billion names and other identifying information from Facebook shows why, you know, we should be very, very cautious what information we put out there.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, after all, it's not, you know, people using these platforms, they have to wake up and realize that, you know, they're being ripped off. So,
yeah,
you know, like literally they're being ripped off. You know, it's a crime. But, you know, like, you, kids nowadays, they don't care, right? They don't care. They have no concept of what privacy is all about. They really don't care. It's a shame.
Yeah.
It's a shame. It's leading to the downfall of society, like quite literally. Anyway, that's all I have, Mike. I appreciate your time. You have a good show. Thank you.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, and we're going to go to Kelly in Austin. And, Kelly, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I hear all these talk about people being upset with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. There are other platforms out there.
Yes, there are.
Leave. And that's what I've been telling friends of mine who are still on Facebook. I left Facebook 3+ years ago. I nuked the whole account. And I was on a thought group over there, a discussion group. And there's a parallel discussion group that was formed over on MeWe. And they can't get people to abandon Facebook for MeWe because, well, I'm used to Facebook.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what it operates the same. For crying out loud. Get away from Facebook. If you don't like what that little Jew is doing to you, get off of Facebook and go to some place where you can write what you want to write without having his overlords monitor everything you say and everything you do. I don't understand it. Are people so addicted to these platforms that they can't pull themselves away from it?
Well, they just don't want to go through the learning curve of learning to use a new system. And, you know, again, you know, the young people, they don't understand what privacy is or why they should want it. And that's part of the brainwashing they're getting in the schools is, you know, your life shouldn't be private. You know, corporations and the government have a right to know everything about, what you're doing and when. I remember a big stink. This was a few years ago where there was a school district, I think it was in Massachusetts, as part of their curriculum, they provided laptops to their students, and then it came on out that there was spyware on those laptops that when the kids had those laptops in their home, in their room, school administrators could turn on the webcam and just spy on the kids, make sure they were behaving themselves. And I just thought that was a terrible, terrible invasion of privacy.
I remember hearing that. Now, like about the learning curve with MeWe and Gab, it's a minimal learning curve.
It is, and you know, my favorite right now is VK.com. You know, there's
which one?
VK, you know, VictorKilo.com.
Oh, VK. Oh, that's
hosted
website
in Russia, and it is not censored. Okay, Kelly, stay on the line. I'm going to put you on hold, and we'll be back after these few words.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Kelly in Austin, and we're talking about major outages in some of the social media platforms. I'm looking at downdetector.com. Definitely Facebook is having problems. Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, whatever's going on affected T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, and Telegram, and so forth and so on. So this is definitely major, and I hope this isn't the beginning of a false flag massive hack to allow the government to crack down on the internet.
Well, you know, Mike, it might be, but I think what you're seeing really is just this whole thing starting to collapse in on itself. Again, and getting back to my issue, my point about Facebook, there's nothing difficult about any other platform. They're all easy. If you spend 5 minutes on MeWe, mm-hmm. or any other platform like that, you'll be up and running. It just doesn't take much time. But what I've noticed is Americans are basically a bunch of lazy asses. And they won't take the time that they get used to something as lame as Facebook, and they won't take the time to explore something else that's a much better platform because they're comfortable with Facebook, and so they'll put up with the censorship. They'll complain about it.
Well, most of them probably are not aware that material is being censored on Facebook. You know, because if you post on Facebook, Facebook is censoring something, you immediately get yanked.
Yeah, yeah. Now, on a completely unrelated topic, I'm going to tell you, I'm over here at Best Buy right now. I came over here to buy a set of 24-hour earbuds because my last pair went missing.
Okay.
I'm wandering around in the computer department over here, and there are a lot of printers on display, but there's only one in stock.
Now, that's interesting.
That is interesting. I'm looking probably down one aisle. I'm looking at probably 3, 4, 5, 6, anywhere from 10 to 15 printers on one side and another an equal amount on the other. And typically they have everything that's available below the computers.
Yes.
On display. But they're all empty. What that tells you is that these things are not in stock. In fact,
yeah,
they've got the signs out here. This product is temporarily unavailable. The supply chain is breaking down.
Yes, it is.
If the supply chain had not broken down, these things would be in stock. And I walk over to the next aisle over here, and I look at the laptops. I'm not in the market for another laptop because I like the one I got, the Lenovo that I have, and the HP that I have. They're all gone, too.
Well, I mean, that's probably related to the chip shortage.
It might be related to the chip. I'm sure a lot of it is related to the chip shortage. But the point is, they're not available, period. And that feeds into the supply chain breakdown. These things are just not available. They're up here on display, and they won't sell you the one on display. but you have to wait for something to come in, and there's no guarantee when it will be in, period.
Mm-hmm.
I've inquired about this before. This whole system is really falling apart, Mike.
Yeah, it is. It really, really is. And, you know, all the Biden administration, you know, can do is talk about open borders and, you know, January 6th protests and, you know, drag queen story hour. And they're really, you know, we do not have good management of this nation. In fact, there was an article that came across my desk earlier today saying that Joe Biden is arguably the worst president in U.S. history. So Richard Nixon can breathe easy.
Oh, I won't argue with that. I won't argue with that. In fact, I think Richard Nixon is probably heads and shoulders above Joe Biden. And that list would include someone like Jimmy Carter, who was an utter incompetent. I remember him very well. And frankly, Barack Obama was no better. He was just an ideologue put up there by people who wanted somebody to run interference for them.
Yeah.
You know, and then George Bush, my God, what a dumbass George Bush was. But Joe Biden in 9 months has absolutely torn this country apart.
Yeah.
One side down the other. And I don't see any way that this country can survive 4 years of his inept maladministration of this nation, period. It's not an administration, it's a misadministration, a maladministration. And it's either out of just sheer incompetence or malice or both.
Yeah, I would go with the both.
Well, I think there's a lot of both. But to tell you the truth, I think that with respect to Biden in particular, it's just incompetence. But I think with regard to the people pulling the strings behind him, it's just malice, pure malice.
Yes.
Really, so it's a combination of the two. Mike, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it, you know, and, you know, everyone talks about making progress and making progress here, making progress politically and economically, but the fact of the matter is human nature does not change, and even going back to Roman times and even earlier, political power, government power attracts the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it, and the same thing has happened here. And they're consolidating their grip on the nation and on your wallet here. Okay,
well,
we have open lines, 512-248-8252. The gun grabbers are definitely cranking up. Biden, of course, is strongly anti-gun. And Biden is going to double the size of the ATF and, politicize them. I think I mentioned before that Biden is trying to get the UN to come on in and say the Second Amendment is invalid. So first it was the CDC declaring that guns are a public health menace and that therefore if they can mandate a vaccine, they can mandate gun confiscation. And so, yeah, Jesse Waters is out there saying that the Democrats are preparing to use the public threat to target the Second Amendment. And the anti-gun media are panicking in the face of some recent Supreme Court decisions. You know, they're all out there patting themselves on the back and saying, we're going to disarm Americans so we don't have to be afraid of them anymore. We're free from the ballot box. Now let's get free of the guns and all will be well. But they keep running into reality here. Okay, over at Activist Post, they have an interesting story. Global internet freedom is in decline. Yeah, tell us something that we don't know. Now, this is coming from Freedom House. This is a human rights watchdog, and it released the newest edition of its Freedom on the Net report back on September 21st. The report concludes that internet freedom declined globally for the 11th consecutive year. And the report assesses the situation of human rights in the digital space across 70 countries. So, yeah, there we are. Getting on back to Facebook, and when it rains, it pours, there was a whistleblower, Frances Haugen, and she revealed that she filed at least 8 SEC complaints alleging the social media giant put its own interests ahead of the public good, and even worse, played a role in trying to stir up trouble during the Capitol protest. And so, yeah, here. Anyway, yeah, here's my story. The scraped data of 1.5 billion Facebook users offered for sale on the dark web. And this is in addition to Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp all being down. And by the way, the tech stocks took a major clubbing on the stock market today because of this. So anyway, the data scrape is the user IDs, the real names, the email addresses, phone numbers, and locations were among the data of more than 1.5 billion Facebook customers that are up for sale. The going price has been quoted as $5,000 for a million names. Computer crime is now big business. It's not a bunch of little kiddies in their parents' basement with a, you know, a little script writing malware. This is a major, major enterprise. And the government, as far as I can see, is basically sucking on their thumb and whistling in the wind and really doing nothing about it here. As I mentioned before when I was talking with Kelly, banks around the world were hit with major outages, and millions of customers were left unable to access their account either online or through automated teller machines. And frankly, there is so much trouble going on in the internet, it is beginning to smell like some kind of a false flag attack to be blamed on Iran, China, Russia, white supremacists, you know, what all else to try and get us all riled up for another war, and I don't think so. Okay, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Friday, we were talking about this gigantic comet, which estimates of its size run up to 120 miles across. That's larger than one of the Martian moons. It would almost qualify as a small planet, you know, all by itself. And unfortunately, we're not going to get a good comet show from it despite its size, because its closest approach to the sun will be out beyond the orbit of Saturn. So for amateur astronomers with a telescope, you can see it, but as far as a big display in the skies at night, we're not going to get that at all. A few years ago, there was a large meteor, possibly an asteroid, came down over Russia. The shockwave shattered windows for miles and miles. It was a mess, and the embarrassment was nobody saw it coming. And NASA has spent a huge amount of money trying to build a system to track the asteroids that might hit the Earth. And NASA basically came clean last Wednesday in a video that had some good news and bad news. And the bad news is NASA does not really know all the asteroids out there. They're not tracking all the asteroids that could hit Earth. They're tracking some of them, but we could still hit with a surprise. Now, there's a new paper over in Nature, and it pulls together the scientific and archaeological evidence that there was a city entirely destroyed by a meteor comet impact around 1650 BC, and they're saying this may have been the inspiration for the biblical story of the destruction of Sodom. You know, a column of smoke by day, a pillar of fire at night. Little bit of good news. We've been talking about cold fusion for a lot of years. Fleischmann and Pons came on out and announced it. Their university patented it. Somebody bought the patent, and then the corporate media said, no, there's nothing there. Go on using oil and gas, and you know, don't bother your little head with this. And yet we found out other experimenters were getting positive results, and even the U.S. Army's military laboratories were looking at cold fusion as an energy source for weapons. Well, there has been a new development using a lithium compound alloy. Scientists are claiming they have achieved cold nuclear fusion. It was done in a vacuum chamber in order to allow precise measurements of what was coming on out of the reaction. And so they showed a high amount of helium-3 and a high amount of helium-4, deuterium-2, and a significant amount of other elements that confirm the presence of cold fusion, expected cold fusion byproducts. Okay, we have another caller waiting on the line. Bruce in Texas, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, if Facebook stays down for long and WhatsApp and Instagram, I expect a dramatic decrease in auto pedestrian accidents from all the Zoomers and young girls
yeah,
walking
there's a plus
in the traffic.
Side. There's definitely a plus side.
Yeah, yeah. These are big organizations. I can't see how this can be an accident. I don't know. Seems kind of fishy to me.
It's too widespread. And again, there was a report that the problems with these social media sites involved attacks on the DNS system.
Hmm. Do you think they could be shutting it down so they can have full access to the servers, the NSA, et cetera, and they could siphon everything they want out of there while it's all down?
Well, I assume the NSA is able to siphon anything out of any server. That's kind of what
anyway.
Their job description is. But again, my concern is that along with the outages of the banking computers, this is a false flag, massive hack that's going to be blamed on China, Russia, Iran, Syria, white supremacists, you know, and conservatives in general. So we need to keep an eye on this.
Yeah, and kudos for reading that news article about the fake China issue or hack. I even forgot what the heck it was about at the start of the show.
The Bagram Air Base and satellite photos show there is no Chinese build up there. You know, contradicting those rumors.
Yeah, and they want to go all digital. You know, so. Something like this happens where the bank, you're screwed. You can't even buy gas. You can't get anything to eat.
Yeah.
If you don't have.
You know, that's the lesson to take away from this, from all these banking outages. If you don't have the option of using cash, then you are a slave to the bank's computer systems and their malfunctions or hacks.
Or if they just want to shut you off, you know, because you're a bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I had Facebook for a little while, then George Floyd happened, and I had a coworker who was very woke, you know, and I just took mine down because I didn't want to be confronted with, oh, he'd be posting stuff about George Floyd that's racist and shit, you know, to my
HR. Yeah, please watch your language.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm getting at, right?
I know what you're getting at here. Facebook basically broke my two accounts. If I log into either one, it says there is a temporary technical problem with your account, but it's been temporary now for going on a year.
Yeah. For some reason, I still have my YouTube account. They've taken down a couple of videos, you know, for various reasons.
No, they took down my YouTube account. I'm over at BitChute now.
Yeah, I don't have many views on some of my stuff. I think I'm kind of shadow banned. It's 9/11 mostly.
Yeah.
But it's still there, but I'm not too active. But anyhow, I just wanted to call and thank you for doing a good job.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call, and we're going to skip the break here and go to Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I was just wanted to comment on this Kristen Sinema. She got followed into the bathroom, you know, mm-hmm. and her and also Manchin. There's no logical reason they can't just call up Mitch McConnell and say, hey, we want to be Republicans, and that would give the Republican majority to then Mitch McConnell would be running the Senate then. I mean, because they're going along with Republicans on all the major legislation, and really the only reason not to do that is because they're afraid of getting killed. Getting murdered by the damn crooked, corrupt Democrats. You know, I mean, because if Kristen Sinema, they're both in red states. If they would just, and people can do that. It's legal to just say I quit. I'm Republican, right?
Oh yeah,
they can do that. And they would get both of them would get elected forever, and as long as they wanted to, and as Republicans. I know. Sinema would. She's in the
again, with the election system the way it is, it's impossible to say who's going to get elected other than people who serve, you know, the New World Order and the billionaires and the globalists, you know, because our election system is a total sham right now.
Well, okay, but to the extent that the votes mean anything at all, I mean, it would not hurt their careers at all to just switch and be. Because they're in red states, both of them.
Yes.
West Virginia is red, and so is Arizona. So, I mean, it's illogical for them not to just quit being Democrat. And then these are the Democrats. Well, think about the Democrats. They think they own you if you're a member of the party. Even me, when I was a registered Democrat, they think they own you. They would call you up and say, hey, you have to, they want you to donate money. And so the Republicans don't do that. I'm a registered Republican. They don't call me up. They don't email me and ask for donations or anything like that, you know. So I'm not saying Republicans are all pure as the driven snow or anything like that. But, I mean, you see what I'm saying? Why don't they just switch parties?
Well, it's certainly their prerogative. You know, there's no law that says, you know, they have to stay in one party. And, you know, it could happen. Anyway, anything else, Don?
Yeah, Manchin was, he was on, I mean, she got followed in the bathroom. Manchin got followed. He was out on his yacht, which I'm sure he got that money legally, but he was out on his yacht, and a bunch of Democrats kayaked out there to give him a bunch of trouble, too, you know. So they're insane. I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
It's a mobocracy. That's the Democrats have turned into a mobocracy. Okay, Dustin in New Jersey, long time no hear from. What's on your mind?
Mike, you know what tomorrow is? Come on, man. October 5th is Windows 11 Day.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Well, none of my hardware will run Windows 11. I'm still coming to terms with Windows 10.
Oh, you don't have Windows Secure Processor? You don't have that 2.0, whatever, secure?
No, I don't. I'm dealing with older equipment here. And one of our previous callers was saying, it's going to be very difficult to find new equipment that will run Windows 11.
Yeah, I've been running it. I got the final that's coming out tomorrow. So it's running great, though. It's Windows 10, but it's actually, it looks good and it's improved and it's like Apple-esque. That's where they had to go for like the last 10 years, right? Apple-esque.
Yeah.
To look. But Mike, did you talk about the, I don't know how much time, like Kelly? Is Kelly looking for a pair of headphones? Because if you're looking for a cheap pair of headphones, it's the Cost Porta Pro. But other than that, Audio Technica, company called Shure, depending what your price range is.
I think he said ear pods, not ear. The wireless Bluetooth type.
I don't use. I need real headphones. Sorry.
Yeah, well,
oh,
so
my
do
God.
I.
You know. Before I get off the phone, did you talk about the sub-launch Sircon? They did another test.
No, I meant to in the international section, but Russia successfully test-fired their Zircon missile from a nuclear submarine. They had surface ship tests before. This was the first time they launched it from a submarine. That's a very, very deadly missile that they've developed.
And then, real quick, Al, I lost your phone number. Call me back. Have a good one, Mike. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. Getting on back to space and science news, NASA engineers are loading a new spacecraft called Lucy into the tip of an Atlas V rocket. It's going to be launched later this month, and they are heading for what are called the Trojan asteroids. And this is a clump of asteroids that basically are in the same orbit as Jupiter out at what are called the Lagrange points. And so they're all clustered there. And over the course of the next 12 years, this spacecraft will visit 8 of those asteroids. And that'll be kind of interesting. Now, the scientists behind Lucy think of themselves as cosmic paleontologists. They named the mission after the Lucy skeleton, not the Peanuts character here. And the Lucy spacecraft will chase down a handful of Trojan asteroids, fragments left over from Jupiter's formation that the gas giant has harbored in two gravitationally protected zones for the last 4.6 billion years. Now, from Earth, the Trojans show up only as specks of light. This mission will be the first one to give us a good close-up look at those asteroids here. And last week, we were getting a lot of rocks thrown at us. There were reports of at least 5 fireballs over the United States. And NASA Meteor Watch wrote Saturday there had been many reports of the fireballs hurtling through the sky on Friday night. So it was really kind of spectacular. By the way, William Shatner is going to finally, or rather Captain Kirk is finally going to get into space. He is scheduled to ride one of the tourism rockets, I think it's Blue Origin, up into space a little later this month here, and I wish him luck here. Now, next month, Russia will become the first country to actually film part of a movie in outer space. They're flying an actor and a director up to the International Space Station. And the movie is called The Challenge. It will be released sometime in 2022. And so space is becoming commercialized, and I think that's really a good thing, because if you look back at the history of commercial aviation, once people started paying for mail delivery or transport is when the technology really began to grow beyond those frail little flying kites like the Wright brothers developed. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to wrap up this show. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. I think Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central, and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.